Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It is a Friday, 2 p.m. I'm going to touch on the topics of ESPN, professionalism, and having an unbiased opinion with the media today. Tyler Hayward and I on Trouble with the Snap Podcast talked about this as we dissect Michigan and Michigan State sports all the time. And I am just blown away by the media every day. We had an election year. I watched politics and more shows with politics than I ever have in my life this year. I really don't like to dive into that stuff. This year was different. I am so shocked, and I don't know why I am, because this has been going on for so long now. I'm blown away and shocked by the unprofessionalism that the media provides today. I don't understand it. I thought that when you have a job to do, you do it to the best of your ability and you do it with some sort of professionalism. We all make mistakes. I'm not here to judge anyone on something they said that was wrong or something they did that was wrong. We all suffer and struggle and we don't always make the right decisions. What blows me away today, though, with COVID-19, 2020 being the year that it is, your professionalism is everything. I can stand up in front of everybody before I say anything else and say, I'm a flawed man, I've made mistakes, I try my best, I'll never give up. And that's the meaning of life to me. Have faith, try to improve, and just be honest. You know, if I'm going to be bluntly honest today, I'm a work in progress. I have to improve. I've had some success in my life. I've seen some great things happen for me, great accomplishments. I've had some really bad mistakes. These people on media almost come off as if they're invincible. They feel as if they can say anything without doing the proper research, without having the proper sources, and they really don't even care what you think. Because their job is for you to listen, for you to click on it, for you to like it and share it. And I am telling you here, that's played out. And it should be played out. And let me say it better. You need to make it be played out. You, the listener who's involved with this media frenzied world that we live in, you have the choice to not listen to the complete diarrhea of the mouth that comes out. So Kirk Herbstreit made a statement about Michigan football, waving the white flag. They're going to wave the white flag to not play Ohio State. I was actually shocked that Kirk Herbstreit made that statement, one. And I think what it does is it's such an addiction that you feel like you have to have that one-liner, or you have to have that clickbait, that spicy comment, that it just comes out. You know, life is full of habit. Bad habits can be created by constantly watching certain things and doing certain things. Kirk Herbstreit has a job, and really whose fault it is it's probably the people that are producing, the people that are in his ear, the people that are talking to him. You know, we need some one-liners, we need some quick punch stuff, we need people to listen, we need viewership, viewership, viewership. During that time, when you hear these things, you become a different person. I think Kirk Herbstreit just acted on emotion. I think he said what he said because he felt like he had to. And then he realized what he said was pretty pathetic. So he made an apology. You know, I listen to mainstream media, I listen to all these different shows, and I'm really engaged as well. And I'm absolutely blown away by how local media saying, I can't believe that Kirk Herbstreit had to apologize for what he said. Kirk Herbstreit, for what he said, absolutely should have apologized. He was wrong. There's nothing wrong with apologizing for doing something wrong. I apologize a lot for things that I've done wrong. I mean, I'm a flawed person. I just mentioned it in my opener today. You make mistakes. But what he said during this time was just so ridiculous. And it was just, it has nothing to do with sensitivities to me. It's just professionalism. You don't talk about universities and young athletes and coaches if they cancel a football game due to COVID-19. Hello? I would say she's just not very intelligent, I guess. Or he wasn't that day. That happens too. I've been not very intelligent a few days, that's for sure. I'm not here to judge Kirk Herbstreit today. What I'm here to do is tell you, the listener, the viewer, this goes on every day. These things that are being said by Kirk Herbstreit, this is every day in politics. This is every day in mainstream media. You don't have to watch it. You can just turn it off. You don't have to listen to that crap. And I applaud Ward Manuel for stepping up, having a backbone, saying that's ridiculous. It's disrespectful. It's ingenuous. And it's just a joke. I mean, Jim Harbaugh doesn't need to make those statements. He has a football team to coach. His job is to win football games. His job is not to react to the media. So I'm very thankful. Some people have said, well, Jim Harbaugh should stand up. He doesn't have to say anything. That's not his job. His job is to beat Ohio State, prepare for the game, and then medical personnel and athletic directors and presidents will make the decision if we play the game. That's not Jim Harbaugh's choice. He is not in position of power to do so. We give way too much power to Jim Harbaugh. They pay him well, I get it. But he is not the one that is in control of any of that. I mean, common sense needs to improve in this country in so many different ways. But in sports, it really needs to improve. Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Day, Mel Tucker have no impact on if they play a football game or not during COVID-19. Absolutely zero. And you would think that people would know that. Apparently they don't.